Roundup coming to you again this evening by a special electrical transcription and presented by the makers of Teluna and Colorback. We have some very good news for you on this evening's show, but right now it's time to turn you over to the little man with the big ideas and gets away with it, Joe Glenn. Thank you very much, Foxy. Thank you, friend. I think the best thing for us to do right now would be to get Ted Grant to come up here with his fiddle and kind of open this whole program tonight with a hoedown. Son, if you're ready, I know all the boys are ready to dine in with you there.
Ready, boys.
Well, friends, for many of you, this week is very important because your birthday is to be celebrated and it marks the beginning of another year for you. All the friends here want to wish you a happy birthday. And we want to make a suggestion if you make a birthday resolution. If you're one of the many friends bothered with disagreeable colds all the time, the kind that goes from one right into another and keeps you out of a lot of fun, make a resolution that you're going to do something that may make your life happier and more enjoyable. That you're going to give the new Peruna a chance to see if it won't help you, as so many others say it has helped them, to build up the cold fighting resistance of their bodies. Such bodily resistance, you know, is the thing that often prevents and relieves cold. You see, Peruna is a tonic that helps to build up cold fighting resistance so you may often dodge bad colds. If you're bothered with one cold after another during the winter months, take the new Peruna to help build up your cold-chasing resistance, which often prevents and relieves the torture of colds and also helps keep you free from bad colds in the future. Your druggist can supply you with a large-sized bottle, your money back if you're not entirely satisfied. And be sure to listen to Peruna's sensational new free gift offer that I'll tell you about in just a few minutes. All right. Well, folks, we don't want you to be alarmed and listen to this program tonight because this isn't our performance from the Carmichael Auditorium at all. We just made a transcription on account of some special broadcasts that will follow later in the evening, which throws us off of our regular broadcast time. We're going to bring you a football game later in the evening, and that's the reason that we're making this program on a record. But, of course, we'll be down at the Carmichael Auditorium at our regular time, the show starting at 8 o'clock. I think right now is a good time to bring up the boys from Kentucky, Curly, Bob, and Bigfoot, and have them do a little duet song here with the Bigfoot just playing the fiddle on this number called The Little Dovey Shack.
Oh,
boys. That was fine. That was mighty dandy. Now, folks, here's our champion yodeler next on the program, Mally Sutter. Mally's going to sing a song that you've heard him do many times and you've requested many times. It's called The Echoes from the Hills.
Sometimes I wonder why I have to roam. Sometimes my thoughts are turning way back home. I miss the hills, the old folks, and my little sister Lou. Wonder if they miss me too. I'm a long way from home and the blue mountain dome. Till I hear the echoes from the hills and the sweet lily bell, my little hillbilly gal, calling in the echoes from the hills. When I left, my mammy said, now don't do nothing wrong. I recall my pappy saying, sonny, don't be long. And I know that someday I'll be wending my way back among the echoes from the hills. Oh, 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 oh,
Ah, that boy yodels now. I'm telling you the truth, he really yodels. Well, we're going to throw everybody together on this next number here. The hickory nuts are going to kind of lead it. Little swing, if you can call it swing. Little hillbilly swing, we might call it. Say, boys, how about this running wild business? Can you explain it to us? Introduce you folks tonight to Grandpa Jones and his grandson. The old gentleman brought the little boys up here tonight, and they're going to sing They Needed an Angel. Grandpa, get the boys ready.
They needed an angel in heaven above, so they took away the one that I love. Wait for me when the skies are wait for me when the times are always through. But then she's been gone, somehow she still lingers on inside, in my memory.
Mighty pretty, Grandpa, mighty pretty, and we thank you very kindly. We'll hear more from you as the evening progresses, or I should say, as the record progresses. Well, we're going to have Eli of the Hickory Nuts to come up and sing a song that I'm sure you folks will enjoy, called I Told the Stars About You.
Someday, sweetheart, you'll be sorry that you were untrue to me. I'm brokenhearted without you. In my dreams, your face I see. Last night, while sitting by my window, gazing into the blue sky, I told the stars about you, my dear, as they shine in heaven high. They seem so dim, they seem to sigh as they turn to sparkling dew. When I told them in sweet words of love that my heart belongs to you, if all my dreams were together, I wish they would all come true. Then I would be oh so happy, telling the stars about you. Last night while sitting by my window, gazing into the blue sky, I told the stars about you, my dear, as they shine in heaven high. Gazing so dim, they seem to sigh as they turn to sparkling blue. Words of love that my heart